listen to their fresh
get too hard. I'm gonna get. Thank you. band's called Crazy P. They are now, at least. It's Tim and Mike here at 54 with you. The song's called We Can Only Be Who We Are. That was a remix by Keep Shelley in Athens.
It's all one word.
I know, but I had to break it all.
No. You know, how would you say it otherwise? It'd be a tongue twister, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it would be. Boat Club before that did a song called Memories. It was off the album Caught the Breeze. And a great album named by a band called Boat Club, don't you think?
No, yeah.
For sure. Little Boots before that did a song called Satellite. That was the Midnight Remix. And then Shine 2009, off their album Our Nature, played a song called Older. Start off the whole set with Poolside's track called If We Make It.
Yeah, so last week, if you were listening, Tim and I were talking about, what songs would we put in our top 10 list if we even made one? We've never really done that in all the years. All the years we've been, huh?
We never have.
Never.
Poolside,
too much work.
Poolside would go on yours, wouldn't it?
The Poolside album? Yeah. Maybe. I know you put on Facebook in our page that I'm having a hard time even remembering what albums came out this year. Yeah.
I'm just trying to throw the gauntlet down.
Yeah, no, I know, but you're totally right. I have no idea. It's all a blur.
It is, isn't
Those
it?
Those numbers don't mean anything. It's all about the music.
But I like that you're just playing right into this,
yeah,
aren't you?
I don't know. I think I'd put in, like, you know, I'd actually have to sit there going through the list and seeing what was released this year.
Right, because if you took the list, it would be a harder choice to what to throw out than to keep in. That's what I started to do. I have already started working on mine.
Really?
I've already been throwing stuff out if I have to pick 10.
Are you at 10?
No, I'm over 10. I have to start throwing stuff out.
Yeah, I know. So it was easy to get to 10?
It was easy to get 10.
Oh,
get to 10.
Yeah, but you're just writing down what was released that you liked for this year, and then sort of...
Exactly. That's how you do it.
All right.
I'm just giving you a hint.
We might have to change it and do a top 20.
Oh, man. No, that might be a little harder.
No, the interesting thing was we were going to compare notes and see which albums we both liked.
Yeah, I know. I think we'll be up there.
All right.
I think we'll probably agree on a lot of stuff.
All right. We'll see. Well, so I think by the time we get done with this, we'll do it at our Christmas show, right?
Yeah. I know you're going to put Justin Timberlake in there, and you know I'll probably disagree with you on that one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I love that Miley Cyrus song. Wrecking Ball, oh my God, such an awesome song.
Yeah, you'll have Janelle Monáe in there too, I'm sure.
Well, speaking of that song, London Grammar was in the studio at BBC, did a live gig, and they did that song live, that Miley Cyrus song, Wrecking Ball, and they stripped it all down. And
I bet you it was awesome.
And just somebody with really good, actually Miley can sing, so.
Yeah, there's any doubt about that.
That's like one knock not against her, she can't sing, but. Yeah. But anyway, if you go online and it's on YouTube, check that out. The London Grammar doing the cover version live in the studio. The gal from London Grammar has got an amazing voice.
No doubt. Yeah,
just
she
the way
can
they
go up against
that,
Miley.
The
no
way
problem.
They stripped that song down, it's pretty cool. All right, we're Tim and Mike, Area 54. Enough about all that top 40 stuff out there because we will not play it. Cosmonaut Grechko from Russia, right? Or he's from Ukraine?
Somewhere over there.
Yeah, somewhere over there. All right, we got a song called All I Hear queued up for you. Check it out.